Hello, my friends. Okay, I gotta get real with you for a little bit before we dig into our topic for this podcast today. Since we are all about being authentic and genuine to who we are and the things that are important to us, I gotta just share a few things with you, because if I didn't share them, I wouldn't be practicing what I'm preaching here, and that sucks. So I just got to share some things. If you've been following me for a little while, and I know that some of you have been in my circle for over a year, you'll know that I used to work only with Christian entrepreneurs and serve Christian women, because that's who I am and that's who I focused on. And this year, I kind of made the decision to change that. I tried to broaden out a little bit and focus less on the Christian space and more just entrepreneurs in general. And to be honest, I've been feeling very convicted about that over the last several weeks, maybe month or so. Really just feeling like, actually, that's not really my space. That I should be true to the fact that I am a faith-based person. I have a Christian belief, and that's something that is very important to me. And it's something that's important to so many other people too. When I have been in conversation with other Christian entrepreneurs, it's so important for them as well to be partnering with other Christians. And that's something that I guess that's important to me too, and something that I had just kind of pushed aside and forgotten about. So anyway, long story short, I've been on a bit of a journey and I realized that I need to be true to myself. I need to get back to those core values of mine and be more open about my faith in my business and to make that a pillar of what I do. So, with that being said, this is 100% still a marketing podcast. Nothing is changing there. We are still here to talk about selling yourself online, to talk about your copy and your marketing and all of that, because that is my jam, that is what I love, and that is what we are here for. But there will be more faith stuff infused in this, because that's important to me. That's the things that I'm thinking about as I'm working out how to sell myself and how to show up well. I'm thinking about what is God's plan for this? How does this fit into his purpose? How do these things honor my morals and my values? Does this thing align with the Bible? All of these questions go through my head, and I'm sure they go through your head too, if you are also a Christian entrepreneur. And so I want to be able to talk about that. So there will be a more faith chat in this podcast, but it is 100% still marketing. So don't you worry about that. We're not changing that up on you. So I just needed to share that with you to let you know that that's just been on my heart. That's where I'm headed. And that's just what feels like the most right to me. It feels peaceful. It feels good. And I hope that that also feels peaceful and good to you. And if not, no worries. Like, no offense taken. If this is suddenly no longer your thing, that's all good. But I hope that it is your thing and that you'll stick around and enjoy this new phase of a faith-infused marketing podcast. All right. So with that being said, I am going to be spending a lot of time in my Facebook group. It's changing around a little bit. It is all Christian entrepreneurs as well. So you are welcome to join me in that space. It's called Authentic Christian Entrepreneurs. You'll find it on Facebook. There'll be a link in the show notes as well. If you want to just save yourself time searching and just go click on the link, it'll take you there. So I would invite you to that space so that we can be Christian business owners together and work on how to market ourselves well in a way that is grounded in biblical principles and the foundation of our faith, but is still profitable and still makes us money, because we are still entrepreneurs at the end of the day. We have that desire to build something that is going to be successful, that's going to make money. And I believe that we can use that money for good. So we should absolutely be making money as Christians so that we can use that money for God's purposes, for good purposes in the world. So anyway, if you want more of that chat, come to my Facebook group and we can fellowship together and work on business things together. And of course, work on your marketing and your copywriting and all of that good stuff there too, because that's me. That's what I'm there for. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because it's just been on my heart and I really wanted to make sure that I'm authentic, right? That's what this is about. This is about being genuine, and I would not be setting a good example of how to market a business authentically if I didn't open up about these things. So there's a lesson for you, an example in how to do this and how to share these things with your audience. Okay. So now we're going to put that aside and we're going to get into the focus of today's episode, which is all about sales calls. Some people love them and live by them. Some people dread them and fear them. Some people don't want to do them. I was one of those people. I don't love sales calls, I'll be honest, but they have been very good for me. And they're like, when I was focusing exclusively on copywriting work, that was how I got all of my clients, was through sales calls. So we are going to talk about how to do sales calls well so that you can show up, you can feel confident on that call, you feel like you are in control, and you feel like you can nail it so that you can put your best self out there and see what happens. So without any more delays or chat, let's jump into this topic.